Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene commences with another page from The Dossier on Demetrius.
I'd waited 11 hours at Bookman Sanatorium, the longest hours of my life. I was sick at heart. Cuts in Ridgeway had finally shown me that Haley Bergner was quite definitely one of Demetrius's gang. She'd been his private line into MI5 through me, and she'd helped him cold-bloodedly dispose of 5 men. This was the woman I'd fallen in love with, and I could only say to myself over and over as we waited, tonight, I catch Demetrius. You know all about the loot hidden in the sanatorium. We'd searched all day but not found it, and you know all about the trap we'd set up there. Ridgeway, Mitchell, Bonnet, Cutts, and Major Gregory, George, Athelstan, Keene. Me, you know. We were waiting for Demetrius to walk in. We were going to take him and his gang or stand and fight it out. The deadline was 9 o'clock. We knew that much through Yachty Blum. At 8:30, we took up our positions in the dock. At 9:15, I was the only thing moving in that house. And at 9:10, just as I was leaving Peter Ridgeway in what had been Rudolph Bookman's study, I heard him go, "Shh. What is it? Listen."
"This is it, Keene. There's someone coming through that French window.
Take it quietly. I'll get out into the hall and let the others..."
"Watch it, Ridgeway." "Can't see much. Coming towards me. One of them. Coming closer. Closer. If he touches me. Hang it, just one of them. Closer. Closer. Here we go." "Keene,
what's going on?"
"Just one of them. Had to knock him out, crept right on top of me, and I couldn't risk him yelling if the others are outside."
"Oh, confound it.
He came right at me, I tell you. Where's your torch? See who it is. Looked about Yachty's size."
"Just a minute. Here we are."
"Well, Keene?"
"Haley.
Out cold.
What the devil is she doing here?"
"You had your phone cut off. She knows the others are due here about 9. She couldn't get in touch with them and she thought the place would be empty."
"How hard did you hit her?"
"Very hard, on the back of her skull. She's alive, isn't she?"
"Yes. No blood. Her head took most of it. Listen, there's no time to waste. The rest of them can turn up at any minute. Help me get her out of here, out of that lounge in the hall."
"Just a minute."
"What is it?"
"Look, where your torch is shining. Along the floor."
"By Godfrey, the bookcase. It swung open from the wall."
"She fell against the paneling as she went down. And evidently released a spring."
"Wait till I get the others in here. Mitchell, Cutts, here. What extraordinary luck."
"So Haley finally managed to do us a good turn. After we searched the place high and low all day."
"Mitchell, you can carry her." "Yes, it's Haley. Put her on that lounge in the hall. No lights, mind."
"Well, blow me down. How did this happen?"
"Whatever it takes to make that bookcase swing open. Either Haley or I did it just then."
"Shake it up, Mitchell. Get her out of here while Ridgeway and I take a look behind the bookcase." "Right. Grab the torch, Ridgeway, and keep it down."
"Yes. Would you want a hand?"
"No, I can manage. Now then, let's have a look. Bring the torch round slightly.
Do you see anything?"
"It's the largest closet. I'll give you one guess what's in here."
"A cabin trunk?"
"Yes, with £1,000,000 in loot in it."
"Is it locked?"
"Just a minute. Yes. Where are your cuts?"
"Right here, Mitchell."
"Well, do your stuff quickly. Mitchell and Bonnie, keep a watch on the window. Just because we found the loot, we don't want Demetrius to walk in on us. It's just on 9. They're due any minute. Come on, Cuts, you're the expert. Get that trunk open so we can be sure that's what Demetrius is coming for. Wherever he is at this minute, I'll lay you 1,000,000 to 1. He's not far away."
All right. Switch off for a minute. Let me see. What time is it? 9:02. No moon. Now, before we go in, Therefore will meet us here in a moment. He's been watching the grounds. Not a soul's been near the sanatorium all day. Yachty.
Yeah?
You left the French window open last night?
Shut. But I'm not locking it. I'm telling you to meet
All right, Yachty. This is the last minute check. Now, here in the ambulance, three of us. Therefore will make the fourth. We're using the ambulance because if the worst comes to the worst, we can make headway through traffic with it. And we can drive openly into the sanatorium grounds and load the cabin trunk.
I am driving better than Malikov. I should be waiting with the black car.
I prefer you here with me. There's nothing wrong with Malikov's driving. When we leave the sanatorium, we head straight for Baron's court, transfer to the black car, abandon the ambulance and drive straight to the boat.
We're leaving, Hedy?
Obviously. Do you suggest we should get our loot and then risk everything to take Hedy with us? Be quiet. Someone coming. Watch it, Johnny. Therefore?
Yeah.
All clear?
All is clear.
Front gate open?
Yeah.
Get in. Start up, Gonski. Switch your lights out the minute we get through the main gates and among the trees along the driveway. And pull up at the house itself as quietly as you can.
Any lock cuts? It's an ordinary lock on that trunk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good man. Right. Open it. Now let's see what a million in cash and gems looks like. So Rubinstein...
What is it, King?
Ridgeway. Just come and see for yourself.
Move the torch so I can see.
Yeah. Good grief. Do you mean to say... It looks very much like it.
It can't be possible.
Use your eyes.
It's incredible. Hey, Digby, just look at this, will you? It's a cabin trunk full of old newspapers.
Just a minute. What's this? An envelope unsealed. An address to Demetrius.
Well, before I burst the gusset, man, what does it say?
Yeah, hold the light on the page cuts, that's it. It starts off, Demetrius. It occurred to me during our negotiations that in the last analysis, if my plans for dealing with you at the quarry failed, there was someone who could use our treasure much better than you. And since you will never read this letter, nor see this trunk full of rubbish, as it is, unless I am dead and you have killed me, the anguish you are now suffering is just, don't you agree? The means I employed to effect this little change in your expectations need not concern you. And the loot you worked so hard and so long to get, that, my dear Demetrius, you will never find. I really couldn't let you win, my friend. So from wherever you sent me, do accept kindest regards from Max Rubinstein.
What an extraordinary document. They were to share the loot. Rubinstein tried to double-cross Demetrius at the quarry, but was double-crossed himself instead. And knowing what might happen, Max Rubinstein did this. Unless Demetrius let him live, neither of them would ever see their million quid again. Digby, that's what I call rarely playing for keeps.
You missed the point. Does Demetrius know this trunk is full of old newspapers?
What's it doing here with the letters in it if he does?
Yeah, don't pay that.
So, he'll still be coming for it tonight.
And now we know where it was hidden, we know which room they'll be concentrating on.
What's the drill, King?
Well, it's 9:05. Get that trunk locked up again, Cuts. Ridgeway, back to the window. We'll put it back just as we found it. Slam the bookcase shut and dig it out in front of them when and if.
When and if they show up and we've got them all on ice.
Mm-hmm.
What about Hedy?
Well, we'll have Hedy in here with us. The drill's the same, except that we place ourselves around this room. Cuts to the left of the window. You, Ridgeway, to the right. Bonnie, over by the study door with your hand on the light switch. The study door wide open, so you'll be behind it. Mitchell, over here behind the couch with me.
If they shine a torch the moment they come through this window, they won't see any of us.
Not even Hedy. Oh, just a minute. Let me think. Bonnie, turn that high back chair around. Yes, that's right. We'll sit her in that. And she won't be seen from the window. One of you go and bring Hedy in. She's still unconscious.
Good job this is a decent-sized study. By the time Demetrius and his chums get in here, we're going to be rather crushed.
There'll be plenty of room for all of us. And when they're actually in the room, we'll be all wound up.
Hang on a minute.
What is it?
Thought I saw a light down towards the driveway.
Get that torch out, Cuts. Are you sure?
Yes, but I can't see it now. Listen.
Don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Car of some sort coming up the drive. Slowly.
Get set, you chaps.
Coming up without lights. Stopping at the front entrance? No. Coming round the side. Pulling up now. One getting out. Driver getting out. Some getting out at the back. Here's a fourth man.
Is there enough light for you to...
Yes, there is. It's Demetrius.
There was no treasure, but they didn't know that. We had Hedy. I tried not to think of her, only of Demetrius. Well, I didn't have to think about even Demetrius anymore. He and three of his gang were at that very minute walking calmly into our hands. The chase was over at last. The trap was about to be sprung. I'd caught Demetrius.
Demetrius escaped from Gregory Keene again. Listen for the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.